Judge Marianne Sumi told lawyers at a brief hearing that emotions run high in a case like this, and that there is a spirited, democratic debate going on about all the issues that are now on everyone's plate.
And I want to remind attorneys in particular that they all have a responsibility to promote and not denigrate the judicial branch and, more importantly, the rule of law.
Sumi asked attorneys to be especially conscious about their rules of professional conduct, including a specific paragraph that bars lawyers from making statements that they know to be false about the qualifications or integrity of a judge. Beyond that, Sumi did not elaborate. Assistant Attorney General Stephen Means, who was in the courtroom today and yesterday, said he didn't know who Judge Sumi was speaking to or what comments might be at issue.
Attorneys and others who represent state officials are going to be approached for comments. Certainly a number of people made comments yesterday after court. I didn't read all of them.
Means himself was widely quoted after Judge Sumi reissued a temporary restraining order yesterday blocking implementation of the collective bargaining plan. Means said at the time that one of the first things you learn in law school is that if you're not a party to a lawsuit, a court's order has no effect. And since the Department of Administration was not named in this lawsuit, Means said Judge Sumi could issue all the orders that she wants and the collective bargaining plan would still be law. Sean Johnson, Wisconsin Public Radio.